Now major efforts are underway to bring food and supplies to the roughly 250,000 Kenyans displaced by the post-election violence. For the latest on this growing humanitarian crisis, we've got Cassandra Walden. She's Chief of External Communications at the United Nations Development Program. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, Farai.
It's great to talk to you again, and let's start out with a little bit from Wangari Maathai. She is a Nobel Peace Prize winner from Kenya. She spoke recently with the BBC about the crisis. Let's take a listen.
People are dying. People are now in refugee camps. They are hungry. People are not able to travel. I mean, there are hundreds of people out there who are suffering.
So, Cassandra, can you describe the refugee situation in Kenya? Who's going where and what are they looking for?
Yes, I can tell you that certainly the violence that took place immediately after the elections has caused about 250,000 Kenyans to move around the country. You have about 300 deaths, and you find people in the Rift Valley still very much on the move. You have a lot of movement of people in and out of Nairobi, and the UN, as tensions in the capital and elsewhere have eased, has been working to really step up its efforts to get the needed supplies to these moving populations.
So, can you describe what the camps that have been set up are like?
I can tell you that currently, for example, the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, is working to set up a camp in Eldoret, which is in the Rift Valley, where 22,000 internally displaced people will be located. They're providing emergency water and sanitation and really trying to get the basic needs of these populations met. You can imagine people just moved away from their homes, moved away from everything that they had known because they were concerned for their safety. So they just pick up, take their children, take whatever they can carry on their backs, on their heads, and move. And so we've got to, the United Nations has to work with the Kenya Red Cross and with other partners to ensure that their basic needs are met at this very crucial time.
Now, there are different aid groups that are going into Kenya to try to help out with this crisis. What specifically has the United Nations and the United Nations Development Program decided to do?
Yes, well, the entire United Nations working together, I mentioned UNICEF, the World Food Program, for example, has been moving convoys of trucks, supplies for displaced people in the Northern Rift Valley. Again, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has told us that 3,000 Kenyans have actually left the country and moved to Uganda, and they need assistance. So UNHCR, the High Commissioner for Refugees, is working with the Ugandan government and the Uganda Red Cross to ensure that their needs are met. It is still very early days, and we are concerned about ensuring water, sanitation, shelter for these individuals, for their most pressing immediate needs. And we have a great concern for women and children who bear the brunt of violence. Children, for example, a number of them have been separated from their families, and we want to ensure that they can be reunited. We want to look at the situation with women who might have been subject to some sexual violence.
When you look at the medical crises that are arising or could arise, what are you really looking out for?
We're concerned about ensuring that people have clean water, that they have safe food, that they have shelter. You know, people are sleeping out in the open in some of these areas, and that's another major concern.
When you look at where people are moving, are some of them moving over national borders into other countries? And if so, what's that doing to the situation?
I mentioned earlier about Uganda. The High Commissioner for Refugees tells us that you have about 3,000 Kenyans who've moved into Uganda, which is a very strange situation for Kenya to be in because Kenya has traditionally been a country that other refugees came to seek safety and peace. And so now you have Kenyans who've had to leave their country to find safety in Uganda. And we are working with the Ugandan Red Cross to try to assist those individuals.
Now, could this really impact the ability of the United Nations or other humanitarian organizations to deal with other nations? What I mean by that is if you've got a whole new need that's arisen in Kenya, then there's got to be a redistribution of resources. Is this going to upset the balance of how you're approaching other issues in other parts of the region?
Listen, I think at this stage, it's still very early days to determine exactly what the impact will be. at the current time, we're just looking at the immediate needs of the displaced people. We certainly have concerns about what the impact of this crisis will be on other parts of the region. As you very well know, Kenya is in a very complicated neighborhood. Kenya has often been the transit point for supplies and personnel moving to some of the countries in the neighborhood who have not been as stable and as lucky as Kenya has been in terms of being a stable multi-party democracy. So that you find that those supplies destined for Congo, those supplies destined for southern Sudan, the supplies destined for Somalia during the time of the violence were actually delayed. They were stuck at the port of Mombasa. They were stuck on the road and could not move into those countries. So that is an immediate impact of the crisis. The United Nations working together, the humanitarian coordination, UNICEF, World Food Program, UNHCR, all of the agencies working on these issues will have to see what the long-term impacts are. But I can already share with you what we've seen as an immediate impact so far.
This is not a nation that you're just talking about academically. You've been to Kenya many times. What are your impressions on a personal level, and what does the country mean to you?
Well, I have had a chance to travel there numerous times, both in my official capacity working with the United Nations and also on vacation and to visit friends. And it's a country which is very close to me. As I mentioned earlier, it has an important role to play in the region. Kenya is a major hub for all sorts of supplies, for business, for education, for transit around the region. And I've experienced that both in my personal life and in my professional life. Your listeners may not know, Kenya sends more students to American universities than any other African country. And so many of us have Kenyan friends who have studied in this country. I was actually planning a trip to Kenya next year for some friends and family, some of my family who had asked me to plan a visit to Africa, and Kenya is one of the countries that I had put on that list. And as I'm sure your listeners know, Kenya is a great tourist destination as well as being a great hub for business, for transport, for education, etc.
Well, Cassandra, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Farai. Great to be with you.
Cassandra Walden is Chief of External Communications at the United Nations Development Program, and she was at our New York studios.